Pipelines are changing the nature of Pennsylvania's forests. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. A study published in the Journal of Environmental Management out of Penn State University shows that pipelines account for half of the footprint of the natural gas industry.
It's kind of like the hidden part of gas development. It's the largest part, but very understudied.
Researcher Lily Langlois looked at aerial images to map natural gas development in Lycoming County in north central Pennsylvania. I talked with her about what she found, starting with what the forest is like there.
It's the Allegheny Plateau region, so a lot of deep valleys, a lot of steep mountains, and there's very few people living there. There's a relatively limited road network. So in terms of wildlife, you have these hot spots of wildlife that you don't find in other parts of Pennsylvania. Something like timber rattlesnakes are locally quite abundant. And prior to shale gas development, there were some activities in terms of logging, but over the last 8 to 10 years, they expanded a lot of the roads that used to be there that were basically hidden. Now they're two-lane highways that two semis can pass each other because that's what the shale gas industry required to build their infrastructure up there.
And you found that forest fragmentation from these roads and also pipelines is the major threat from the Marcellus shale industry to this forested area. What do you mean by fragmentation?
Basically chopping up a large block of forest into smaller and smaller pieces. It might not look fragmented from a human perspective because we can cross that road and go from one patch of forest to the next, but other species wouldn't necessarily be brave enough or wouldn't have the mobility to do that. So if you have a flying squirrel, they stay within the trees and they're not going to physically be able to cross that gap. So it's a breaking up of one large contiguous block into smaller pieces. And when you do that, you change the dynamics of the forest. On that forested edge where you have that road, you now have increased solar radiation to the edge. And that changes the microclimate. So now you have drying out of the soil. It's no longer what used to be contiguous forest where that sun didn't hit the forest floor and it didn't have the wind blowing in, desiccating the soil, which changes your invertebrates, and there's a whole chain effect in terms of, I specifically focus on birds, and if their invertebrates are lower in density near the forest edge, then they won't go to those areas to feed. They will avoid the forest edge.
I was reading in your study that there could be higher rates of predation along these forest edges.
That's right. If you're out there in the middle of the forest bushwhacking through lots of thick mountain laurel, you will appreciate these roads and you will use them to travel because it's so much easier. And a lot of predators use that for that same reason. You've got gray foxes, raccoons. Along the edges is where they can penetrate the forest and find whether it's a nest, eggs. We focus on the neotropical migrants. They're migrating here from Central and South America. They take months to make this journey, and they rely on these large blocks of forest away from predators. And they breed there. Their success can be impacted by fragmentation and other human disturbance.
Penn State researcher Lily Langlois says one way to stop this trend of carving up forests is to make sure that pipelines are placed along existing roads and corridors, especially on private land, and site well pads close together, so fewer pipelines are needed to move the gas to market. There's more of our reporting on the impacts of pipelines at alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.